Hi, my name is Stephen Martile, and welcome to, I sound like a guest show host or something, to Motivational Mondays. My name is Stephen Martile, and thank you for listening. I've got how to figure out what's important to you. Well, we all know that energy flows where attention goes. So I've got four key areas, where if you see where you're putting your energy into these four areas, you will know right away what's important to you. So the four areas. Number one, career. So if you're in a job and you spend a lot of time at the water cooler, then that's what's important to you. You know, having conversation, connecting with people, that's what more important than your job is. If you're one of these people that surfs the net a lot, or you're on Facebook, or you're checking email, then that's what's important to you. So it comes down to what you're actually doing, what your actions are, and where you're putting your energy and focus. Those are the things that are important to you. Number two, relationships. If you come back from your job, you know, you've had a good day at work, and you immediately come home and put the boob tube on, you know, you're watching an episode of Seinfeld or Friends, or who knows, you're just watching TV, you're watching the news, then that's what's important to you. Your wife, your friends, your family, they're not important to you. But let's say the weekend comes and you want to get together with the guys. You're like, let's go party with the guys, or let's go party with the girls. And that's all you're doing on the weekend is partying with the girls. And you don't see your spouse or your girlfriend, boyfriend, or your family. Then, you know, your friends are important to you. That's what's important to you, because you're putting your attention and focus there. Energy flows where attention goes. Number three, money. Well, Larry Winget wrote this book. He's the author of People Are Idiots and I Can Prove It. This book is actually really funny, and he does a great job of explaining this. This is what he has to say about money. He says, if looking cute is important to you, then your money will be spent at the mall. If having a financially secure future is important to you, then your money will be saved and invested. He said, let me take it a step further. If all your money is spent at the mall, then you don't give a damn about saving your money. In other words, a financially secure future doesn't matter to you because you aren't spending your money in a way that would prove it. It makes sense. He says, isn't it fair to say that when you put your time, energy, and money into an area of your life that area is important to you? He says, it seems like it makes perfect sense. And if you don't put any time, energy, or money into an area of your life, it is because you don't give a damn about that area of your life. You know, I was thinking about that and I thought, well, you know, what's important to you is spending money. Like, you know, when I was growing up and I just started working as an engineer, every weekend I would come home. I was working as an engineer, as a consultant. I'd come home and the weekend, Trish reminds me of this all the time. I'd come home and have a case of beer every Friday and a case of beer every Saturday. And that I did that for an entire year because that was what was important. The weekend, it was all about getting hammered. You know, and I mean, that was important to me at the time, but that's not what I do now on the weekend. It's not what's important, not what I put my energy into now. So that's number three, is money. Number four is health. And I mean, that comes back to the drinking again. I mean, if drinking is important to you, then you're doing it. That's a great signal to tell you that's what is important to you. If you're eating Snickers in the line of the grocery store, then that's what's important to you. You know, take care of yourself. You don't brush your teeth, then that's what's important to you. You know, your health isn't important. You haven't put it as a priority. So that's it. Those are my four areas. You know, energy flows where attention goes. If you really want to know what's important to you, it's where you put your time and energy. If your kids are important to you, then you put time and energy into those things. If your business is important to you, put time and energy into those things. If your spouse, your wife, your husband, your girlfriend, boyfriend, if they're important to you, then you'll put time and energy into them. If reading books is a priority, you'll put time into those things. If watching TV is a priority, then you'll be doing that. So just take a reflection of your entire life, or maybe even just the past week, or what you did in the weekend. What did you spend your time on? That's what's important to you. My name is Stephen Martile. I hope you enjoyed this, and thank you for listening. Thank you.